The following program is made possible in part by the generous financial support of listeners like you. By Maximize Life Chiropractic, bringing you to optimum health. Maximize Life Chiropractic. For more information in the Denver metro area, give them a call at 303-922-8146 or visit the website at www.MaximizeLifeChiropractic.com.
By internet media providers, makers of X Cable, watch almost any television station in the world, including programs on demand with X Cable. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
The opinions and views expressed in the following program are solely those of the show hosts and guests of the program, and are not necessarily those of CTK Radio Ministries, CTK Media Services, or the management and staff thereof.
To the Prophecy Show. I'm your host, Michael Van Lowe. I'm here as always with my lovely wife, Angela, our special guest, Ashley Bishop, and the prophet of the hour, Dr. Andrew. How's everyone today?
Wonderful.
Good. So, Doc, today we're still on numbers. What number are we on today?
The most important number, three.
Number three.
Mm-hmm. So do you know what the significance of three is?
It actually represents the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's actually the Great Commission, right?
Right.
It says, go therefore and make disciples of the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Matthew 28:19. So when we go out and proselytize and baptize, we're supposed to do it in three. Always, we are to call on people to worship God as three in one, as God the Trinity.
Right, okay.
So, the number three is God, right?
Right.
So, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if we look at it in the equivalence of it is God the Father, who is what?
The all in all.
But the
head of the Trinity.
But as far as, you know, representation on earth, what is he?
Oh, he is water.
Water, right? And the sun is?
The sun is the sun.
Uh-huh. Which is the light. And the spirit is a spirit.
Right.
Right? So there were always three from the very beginning. If you read carefully at the beginning, and the spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
Right.
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis 1. So even from the very beginning, it talks about God being a Trinity.
Mm.
That he was spirit, he was light, and he was water. So as we know, God the Father is?
Water.
Water. And as we know, the substance of all life is water.
Right.
Okay? And we know that the Son is the Word, and the blood, and the light. And we know that the Spirit represents the breath of God.
Right.
So God is three in one.
Mm,
okay. And as the scripture bears witness, there have always been three. It says, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. 1 John 5:7 goes on to say, there are three that bear witness on the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one, 1 John 5:8. So very important point here. There are mistakes made in translation.
Mm.
So the NASB made a huge miss right here.
Okay.
So they don't talk about it's actually just one verse So the NASB took out a whole verse out of the Bible. So yeah, there's equivalence on earth and equivalence on heaven. Just as God said, there's a heaven and an earth, right?
Right.
So so there's a witness on earth. And that witness is the water, the blood, and the spirit.
Right.
Clear. It's very obvious who that is.
Right.
Very obvious.
So the water is God. The spirit is the spirit. And the blood is Christ.
Yep. So it amazes me to this point that people are confused by the Trinity, that we haven't figured it out yet. So there's still debate. Is God really three? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, the scripture says so. So what's the confusion?
Yeah.
Now, to apologize to them, the concept itself is very complicated because, yeah, I mean, how do you become three in one, right? So the way to look at it is to look at us, that we are made in the image
of God.
And the world is made in the image of God.
Okay.
So we know this, that God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him.
Right.
That's out of Genesis 1:27.
Okay.
So, of course, we talk about male and female.
Correct.
Which is true. God is male and female. God
right.
is male in the Father and the Son and female in the Spirit. However, we are also created in the image of God, the Trinity. So we all know that man is the Trinity having three in one.
Right.
Which is a soul, which gives us inheritance with the Father. A spirit, which gives us a heart to complete God's works. And a mind, which gives us the ability to know the truth.
Mm.
So... And as we know, it is only through the baptism of the water, the blood, and the spirit that we can receive God's graces, which is also a triune. The triune is hope. Hope comes from the Father that we may one day return him. Faith, or heart, comes through the spirit that we can do his works. And love, right?
Oh, yes.
And then love is the greatest of those because through it we are willing to sacrifice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Agape. So, and then as Paul said, now abide faith, hope, and love. Abide these three, but the greatest of these is love.
Love.
1 Corinthians 13:13. Mm-hmm. In fact, it goes on to say that without love, these are nothing.
Right.
So the triune of God's graces has leavened us with the Trinity and leads to our production of the fruit of the kingdom.
Hmm.
It says about three, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three pecks of flour. No accident that three was used there.
Right.
Until it was all leavened. Matthew 13:33, because really we don't use three pecks of flour to leaven for the most part. Mm. The kingdom of heaven has been leavened, and now we know that it is. So if I were to draw a Venti diagram, okay,
mm-hmm.
that it forms a perfect cube, right?
Right.
So you have the Trinity of God, the Trinity of man, and the triune God's graces. And you can actually draw it into, I can't display it right now.
But you can draw it into a
diagram. Mm-hmm. Right. A Venti diagram that explains how they all interconnect with each other.
Wow.
Yep.
Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, it's like a Rubik's Cube. So they are all related. And none can go without the other. So this is a great time to take a break.
Okay. And we shall. You're listening to The Prophecy Show on the Christ the King Radio Network, and today we are talking about the big number three.
Dr. Andrew has written 8 books on end-time prophecy related to this series.
To find out more about Dr. Andrew and the books on end time prophecy, visit his website at www.andrewtheprophet.com. That's www.andrewtheprophet.com.
The best way to keep track of what's going on in the Middle East is to visit theprophecy.blog. Observers and reporters on the ground update the site in real time hourly, so you stay informed. That's theprophecy.blog.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
This program is available as a podcast. Simply visit the podcast section of our website, www.ctkradio.org. Click on the logo for the Prophecy Show and look for the title of this program in the listing.
Services in kind provided by Maximize Life Chiropractic, bringing you to optimum health. Maximize Life Chiropractic. For more information in the Denver metro area, give them a call at 303-922-8146 or visit the website at www.MaximizeLifeChiropractic.com.
By internet media providers, makers of Patriot. With Patriot, every news channel in the world is at your fingertips. The Patriot. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back, one and all, to the Prophecy Show. I'm your host, Michael Van Lowe. I'm here with our good friend Ashley Bishop and Dr. Andrew. We're talking about the number three.
So three is the most important number in all of numerology because it represents God, the Trinity. Mm-hmm. So three comes from the Hebrew word shalosh, which means a triad. Hmm. And interestingly, shalosh comes from the Hebrew word shalosh, which means Lord, Prince, and King. So it truly refers back to the kingdom.
Okay.
And the King. So as we know, who's the King?
Christ. I mean God.
Yeah, Christ and God, right.
Right.
Basically the same.
So either one, I was right.
Yeah. Says this in Psalms, great is the Lord, great to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great King, Psalms 48. So, some very important mathematical properties.
Okay.
What number do you get when you divide 1 by 3?
3.
Infinity. 0.3.
No. Yeah, because it goes on and on and on and on and on.
0.33333.
Never...
So really it can't be divided. So that's the metaphor, right?
Right.
God can never be divided. Nor can we be divided. Nor can the Trinity of Man be divided. We can't divide them, nor can God's graces be divided. They're all essentially one. And it says this, for there are three that testify the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. They all concur with each other.
Okay.
1 John 5:8. And as we know, one and three will be redeemed at the end. It says, one out of three shall enter the heavens. It says, one out of three shall declare Christ as Lord. It says, it will come about in that day, declares the Lord, that two parts in it will be cut off and perish. But the third will be left in it, and I will bring the third part through fire. Refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will call on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, they are my people, and they will say, the Lord is my God. Zechariah 13:8-9. As we know, from a geometric standpoint, 3 is very significant.
Right.
It's the least number that forms an actual symbol, right? Or
right.
An actual triad, or an actual structure. So a triangle, as we know, is used throughout geometry and throughout engineering, right?
Right.
So we know it's actually a very strong structure, much stronger than a square.
Right.
And because you can't tilt it or totter it, right?
Right. It stays.
Right. So, triangle is a very, very important structure. It's a shape that essentially never changes. Even Solomon recognizes the strength of 3. When you look at a rope, a cord of 3 strands is not quickly torn apart. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
Okay.
And we know that the Trinity is the foundation of all creation. So in chemical science, it also is very important. So one of the most important structures of science is 3. What would that be?
One of the most important structures in science is 3. And you said, what would that be? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Water, right?
Oh,
yeah.
H2O.
It actually forms a triangle.
It forms
triangle.
With 3, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2, 3 parts.
Mm-hmm. So we know that water is 3.
Man.
So very simple. Hydrogen has a number 1, which represents the Father.
And oxygen is 2.
And oxygen is 16. Well, I mean, the second. And it represents air, which represents the Spirit. And the Father is like the Son, right?
Right.
So the Son represents the other hydrogen. It says, I and the Father are 1, John 10:30. So we also know that in physics, 3 is important because it is important in the composition of light, correct?
Right.
Because the colors of light are what?
Red, blue, and green.
So they are 3, correct?
Correct.
So we know who is the light.
Christ is the light.
Yeah. So when you combine those 3 primary colors, what do you get?
White light.
White light, right. So Christ said that. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And as we know, when he comes back, he came back as white light.
Right.
It says that. He says, he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light, Matthew 17. And just as he is light, who is light?
God is light.
Well, God is light, that's the same thing.
And Christ is light.
So who else becomes light?
We do.
We become light.
We become light when we follow and walk in the light.
That's right. So he said that. He said, we become sons of light. He said, while you have the light, believe in the light so that you may become sons of light. John 12:36.
Okay.
And we know that when he returns,
he will return as light.
He will be like light. He will be white as light. It says his head and his hair were white, like white wool, like snow, and his eyes a flame of fire, Revelation 1. And like him, we as his followers will be in white. It says, those who are clothed in white robes, who are they? Where do they come from? I said, my Lord, you know. He said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Right.
So one of the elemental colors, red, becomes white.
Right.
This is the reason they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. Revelation 7. Interestingly, too, 3, do you know what the atomic number of 3 is? What it represents?
No.
It represents lithium. So
I should have remembered that. We talked about that.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Interestingly, it was one of the first atoms to be split into a nuclear weapon, right?
Right.
It's what we call a trigger. It's used as a trigger to trigger a nuclear bomb. It was foretold that one shouldn't be divided into three, just like the outcome's bad if you divide lithium into three. So man continues to insist on doing it, though.
So,
right?
So when you divide lithium into three, you get three hydrogens, and they don't play well together.
They don't play well. That's it. Actually not lithium. I believe it's tritium and I can't remember, hydrogen or... I can't remember. You probably know better than me.
Plutonium.
Plutonium. No, it's it would be a basic element. Tritium is one of them, which is a proton, an extra proton in hydrogen.
Okay.
And that's what you, and I can't remember what the it's called. I think it's deuteronium. I think is what it is.
Oh.
Don't quote me on that one, though.
It's okay.
But anyway, it's used as a trigger for a nuclear bomb. So So it says that in the end there would be a nuclear bomb or a bunch of them. So it's clear it says that. It says the first time it sounded, there came hail and fire. Yeah, that sounds like a nuclear bomb with blood.
Sounds like one to me.
Thrown into the earth. Yeah. Bombs usually go into the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up. And a third of the trees were burned up. And all the green grass was burned up. Revelation 8. Certainly possible with a nuclear holocaust.
Amen.
And it says a third of the sea will turn into blood, and a third of the creatures will perish, and a third will sink, and a third of the waters will turn into wormwood, and a third of the sun and moon will be darkened. Revelation 8:9. Certainly the Russians have that capability.
Yes, they do.
With Poseidon, right?
Right.
Knock out, nuke the ocean and kill everything in it, and make the algae turn into red algae, or red tide is what we call it.
You're right, and it would not be pretty.
No, and of course, yeah. If you have a nuclear winter, yeah, easily a third of the sun and the moon will be darkened. So it's all foretold, and we know how it's going to happen. And of course, a third will die in that process. It says the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, the day, and the month were released so that they would kill a third of mankind. Revelation 9. Actually, it's probably a good thing. That verse is probably a good thing because that's the tribulation that redeems a third of mankind.
Okay.
So it's not a bad thing right there, actually. All right, good time to take a break.
Again, and we're going to take one. You're listening to The Prophecy Show on the Christ the King Radio Network.
For listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Dr. Andrew has written 8 books on end time prophecy related to this series. To find out more about Dr. Andrew and the books on end time prophecy, visit his website at www.andrewtheprophet.com. That's www.andrewtheprophet.com.
The best way to keep track of what's going on in the Middle East is to visit theprophecy.blog. Observers and reporters on the ground update the site in real time hourly, so you stay informed. That's theprophecy.blog.
We invite you to visit and explore the Christ the King Radio website at www.ctkradio.org. Our responsive website is designed to work on just about any device. Find information about our hosts and programs and keep track of what's going on here at Christ the King Radio Ministries. Just visit and like the Christ the King Radio website at www.ctkradio.org. Winter always means snow and ice on the roads, so it's not hard for even the most careful person to find themselves involved in a car crash. I'm Michael Van Lowe, and if this happens to you, I suggest you give my friends at Maximize Life Chiropractic a call at 303-922-8146. Dr. Sergio Rockport is highly trained and has years of experience treating back, neck, and extremity pain caused by a car crash, mine included, and all without using harmful and addictive pain medications. For a complete list of Dr. Rockfort's training and credentials and a sampling of his glowing patient testimonials, visit the website at www.MaximizeLifeChiropractic.com. While on the website, you'll discover that Dr. Rockfort also treats sports injuries. Don't walk around in pain. His services are covered under most insurance plans. To make an appointment to see the doctor, give them a call at 303-922-8146. For clinic location and hours of operation, visit the website at www.MaximizeLifeChiropractic.com. Bringing you to optimum health, Maximize Life Chiropractic.
You're listening to Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back, one and all, to the Prophecy Show. I'm your host, Michael Van Lowe. I'm here with our special guest, Ashley Bishop, and the prophet of the hour, Dr. Andrew. We are talking about the number three, the most powerful number in the world.
Mm-hmm. So, ironically, three, the Trinity, right?
Right.
Well, what's the name of the first mom, nuclear bomb?
The hydrogen was the first one.
No, hydrogen didn't come until 5 years later.
Which one? It was an atom bomb, wasn't it? An atom where
it was uranium bomb. But what was the name of the bomb called?
Oh, I don't know.
It was called the Trinity bomb.
Everyone wondered why Oppenheimer called it.
You know what? They asked him, why did you call it the Trinity Bomb? You know what his answer was?
No. I'm sure it was a good one.
No, that was his answer.
He just looked at them.
Yeah.
I think he knew.
He knew.
But you know, I know we're laughing about it right now, but when you think about
it. I love irony.
When you think about it,
because it shows how stupid we are.
Right. And when you really think about what the Bible says about how the end will be, I mean, more and more, it looks to me like there's going to be a nuclear end to our world. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to push the button.
Yeah.
And even though the Bible doesn't say that it's Putin.
No, no. And then the scary thing is, as he mentioned, the hydrogen bomb, right? Split God the hydrogen, right? What do you get? A damn bigger bomb.
I thought about that.
Uranium bomb.
After we did the number one, I thought about that, and it was like, oh, so they tried to take God and put him in a room with himself.
Yeah. Actually, the whole thing was pardon my French, but an S show, because
Really, the goal of it was to show that the Navy could survive a nuclear war.
And they found out that not only that,
but they couldn't save any of the ship's lift because they were all contaminated.
Yes, everything.
Like, you guys are such idiots.
Yeah, and they're
I mean,
they still believe they can survive one.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, they really do.
Oh, God.
Well, the problem
is... Yeah, you get a submarine, you stay underwater forever.
That's where you'll be, okay?
So I read some of the papers on it. The reason why they claim that most of the ships sank was because the coral was uplifted and basically sandblasted.
Well, even if... It doesn't matter. Even if you were on that ship, guess what? You couldn't survive because it was nuclear. Because it was glowing yellow, you know what I mean? So
I can't remember the goats and chickens and stuff survived. I don't think they did.
Nothing.
No, but I mean, the ones that did had three heads on it.
The Trinity.
I know that.
Sorry, I can't help but laugh.
No, I know, but it was kind of crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to do a quick offshoot here and show you how stupid men are. Okay. So you know where parachute is, right?
Yes.
So you ever notice when you drive through parachute, you really don't see, you don't see any houses. You have houses all through I-70, and then all of a sudden, you get a 10-mile stretch with nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not nothing. About every mile, there's what looks like a power station. Yeah, it looks like a power station.
Okay.
I'm probably about the size of a large house.
Okay.
So anyway, these idiots wanted to frack natural gas out of the earth. So they're like, "Wow, there's a lot of natural gas under that mountain. What if we crack the earth and get that natural gas out?" How do you think they went about trying to crack the earth?
Don't tell me they just took a drill and tried to bore into it.
No, that's the right way to do it.
Okay, so they obviously did something else.
They stuck a damn nuke underneath the ground a mile down and blew it up.
Yep.
And they were like, "Wow, this worked! Look at all the natural gas coming out."
Yes, but they can't do anything with the natural gas.
Because it's radioactive.
It's all radioactive natural gas.
So those little stations that you see when you go down I-70, that's there for monitoring how much natural radioactive gas is coming out.
Okay.
That's what that's for.
And
if there's a disaster, they're going to be like, "Okay, I-70's closed."
Oh, of course. Better not drive through here.
Shows you how damn stupid men are.
So we have a problem then on I-70 because
it's been fine for the past 70 years.
Yeah, but as quiet as it's kept, folks, there's a lot of wind.
But I wouldn't go camping on that land.
I wouldn't either.
That's gonna speed up on I-70.
And I would make sure that it's a drive through when I go through parachute, because if you stop, you might get very sick.
If you're driving on I-70 and you see those fans blowing, drive faster.
Drive faster, okay?
I wonder if they ever made those videos public of them doing that.
I think I've seen one of them.
Really?
Yeah. But they never really talk about it. Just like, "Oh, yeah, we're monitoring natural gas." And, why do you have to monitor the natural gas?
Because it's natural. It's natural gas.
Yeah, they got
naturally radioactive.
They got a lot of cesium out of it, too.
Well, at least we got rid of an engineer and a stupid company with that. I mean, it's just like, really, guys?
That took skill.
It's just like, what in your mind? What made you think this is a good idea?
All the engineers and folks, they stood pretty close to it on a, if I remember right, a mesa or something, really close.
Yeah.
We
should say they had stood next to it.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them are around anymore.
No, because that doesn't sound like there was a good outcome.
Yeah.
There was a lot of...
Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason why one of many reasons, but one of several reasons why Colorado has the highest prostate cancer in the country.
Because of that little...
We harvest the uranium out of the ground, and of course it gets into the water, and guess what we drink? We drink water. That's bad. And where does it come out? It comes out of your urine.
Tritium? We have a lot of tritium here, too.
Yeah, but tritium's not so bad. It's got such a fast half-life. It's gone.
But all the resources for making the bomb is right here in Colorado. That's why they built
flats.
Rocky Flats.
That's where it's at. Ladies and we know a fact that they've leaked a lot of stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen who are not from Colorado, you have no idea how close Rocky Flats is to Denver.
Very close. So, anyway, to continue about 3, we also know that 3 is, in the Roman numeration, is what?
Roman numeration, it's 3, and I forget what it means. It means something.
Well, it's 3 pillars.
Right, but that's...
That's what it means.
Okay.
So, so we know that all of Roman architecture...
was in pillars.
Yeah, it was in pillars. Pillars are 3, right?
Right. As a matter of fact, I think the Romans, when you put it like that, I think the Romans were the ones who...
And even, obviously, that's reflected in the temple. It says the great court all around had 3 rows of cut stone.
Okay.
1 Kings 7. And we know that we represent the pillars of the kingdom. It says, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He will not go out from it anymore, and I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven in my name, Revelation 3:12.
Okay.
And we know the symbol of God's people is 3, right?
Right.
So remember I talked about God the Trinity is a triangle, right?
Right.
And we know he comes twice. He will come back again.
Right.
So what symbol represents 2 triangles?
The Hebrew star.
Yeah, the star David.
Exactly. Star David represents...
That's where it came from. That's where it came from. So we do know this also, that the history of our forefathers is in 3 as well. So we know that there were 3 sons of Noah.
Right.
We know that there were 3 leaders who delivered Israel, Moses, Aaron, and Miriam.
Right.
In Numbers. We also know that when Christ died, how many days went by?
3.
Before 3 days.
Before he resurrected.
Yeah. So the time of waiting is 3 days and 3 nights. And it's repeated over and over and over again. So as we know, he mentioned about a prophet that was in the well for 3 days.
Right.
He says, just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Matthew 12:40. Actually, that's an interesting verse. That's why I think hell is underneath us, because of his reference to that.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Hey. And we will.
Yeah. We know that the sacrifice of his body and his blood was in 3.
Right.
And stated, he said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days. Matthew 26. And the same thing shall happen when the witness testifies. It says that he will lie in Jerusalem for 3 days and 3 nights. It says, those from the people and tribes and tongues and nations will look at their dead bodies for 3 and a half days and will not permit their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. Revelation 11:9. Ironic, because it's a mockery is what it is.
Okay.
So the Islamic people, in mockery, will leave that the body of the witness in the city.
Will lay outdoors for 3 days and not in a tomb.
Yeah, it's a mockery, because the Muslims, you know, part of their belief is you're supposed to bury the body within 24 hours.
Right.
Otherwise, the demons can take it. So they do it in mockery. Go ahead and take your satanic witness with you.
Wow.
Yeah, so it'll be a great mockery on God's witness. So, yeah. So it's all fascinating, right?
It is.
It's all very fascinating.
I'm always amazed, and I get smarter every time we have these conversations, and mm-hmm. I learn more and more about stuff that I've read, but I didn't understand read it.
All the messages are there. We know that the holy city will be built in three cities. It says, you shall set aside three cities for yourself in the midst of your land, which the Lord gives you to possess, Deuteronomy 19.
Okay.
And when the king returns, we know that Jerusalem shall be split into what?
Three.
Three. So I always tell people, you know, they always ask, oh, yeah, is Iran going to nuke Israel? And, you know, are the Iranians going to take control of them? Are the Palestinians going to kill them? I said, no, God's going to do it. God's going to destroy Israel and her hedonistic people. Basically.
So. And it's strange because we're dealing with the same attitudes in Israel
Moses. Thing. It's the same thing when Christ walked into Jerusalem.
Right.
Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city of the prophets. Why have you forsaken them, you know?
Right.
Why do you kill them? Same thing. Same thing again. Why do you kill the witness? Why?
Why? Because the Bible says it needs to be done.
So destroying Israel, the nation, or the tribes of Israel?
No. We represent the tribes of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's talking about secular Jerusalem. Okay. Israel, earth, the earth. So yeah, Israel as it is today.
Right.
Which is just a piece of rock, basically. So, yeah, that'll be destroyed, and those who worship in it will be destroyed. Worship in a godless way. Will be destroyed. So, yeah.
And the Bible has already promised that 2/3 of us are gone.
Yep.
So, I want to be a member of the 1/3 who remains.
Yep. I agree. And we know that the walls have three gates on each side, right?
Right.
There are three gates, east, north, south, and west, Revelation 21. And as we know, when everything's done, there won't even be a temple anymore.
Right.
It says, I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. The city has no need of sun or moon to shine in it. So we get rid of the idea of Christianity and Islam right there. Okay?
Okay.
For the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings will bring their glory into it. In the daytime, there will be no night there. Its gates will never be closed. They will bring glory and honor for nations into it. Nothing unclean, no one who practices abomination lying shall ever come into it. So I don't expect Cheney or Bush to be in there. But only those whose names are written on it in the Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21. So there will be no temple. There will be no Trinity. Because all will be compromised and unified back into one.
Wow.
Yeah, and we will be one with God.
With God, right.
Yeah. So that's really, you know,
an exciting time coming.
So
I can't wait.
In the end, there won't really be three because we will all be one.
With God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you, Doc.
Sure.
That today was very, very powerful. And even though we've talked about this before, it's still something that everyone needs to hear again, because you get it when you hear about it, not when you gotta hear it. Anyway, I'm kind of confused in what I'm trying to say, so let me get out of here. You've been listening to The Prophecy Show on the Christ the King Radio Network. Until next time, as always, love God and each other.
The preceding program was made possible in part by the generous financial support of listeners like you. By Maximize Life Chiropractic, bringing you to optimum health. Maximize Life Chiropractic.
For more information in the Denver metro area, give them a call at 303-922-8146 or visit the website at www.maximizelifechiropractic.com.
By internet media providers, makers of CrossLink. With CrossLink, you can view any Christian television station in the world using CrossLink. For more information, look for the link to internet media providers on this website or app, or visit us directly at www.internetmediaproviders.com.
Produced by CTK Media Services,